Hello, good evening and welcome. We are sitting in a room just off to the side of the final of the European Nations Cup at the European Cuisine Championships. Now I'm joined by Mr. Brendan Daly, a man who's been here making a radio documentary for Radio 1, RT Radio 1. So Brendan, as an outsider to the world of competitive quizzing, how have you found the weekend?
Well, John, it's been a fascinating weekend. I'm just astounded by the insatiable appetite that people have for quizzing. For the last two nights, I left the pub around 2:30, and people were just getting started with the quiz. And that was quizzing from 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm. It's been very revealing to learn how much I don't know. And there's a line in a Arthur Miller play about a guy who's reading the paper, and his son tells him, "You're always reading about books, but I never see you reading any books." And he says, "I like to keep abreast of my ignorance."
Now, how you came over with the Irish team to follow us, but I think I've seen you off to the side grabbing people from other nations and interviewing them. Mm-hmm. And how have you found those people?
They've been brilliant. There's a real fraternity actually amongst quizzers, which I didn't realise, not being part of that community.
Yeah, sure.
And they really look forward to coming to the event every year. They've made friends. Some people even think it's related to almost like a peace situation. I've compared it to the Middle East, where quizzing is such a peaceful and harmonious event.
If only they had quizzing in the Middle East, was this the theory? Things would be a lot better there.
Well, Hezbollah weren't mentioned in the context of this, but it just meant that quizzing is a very
unifying,
yeah, cooperative event. So I've spoken to people from Norway, from Estonia, one man from Latvia. He's the only Latvian representative. I've spoken to people from Germany, from England, from all over the place. So what really fascinates me is that people come from different countries whose native language isn't English, and they're able to understand and then answer extremely difficult questions.
Yes.
In English.
Yeah. And you're mentioning kind of fraternity and whatnot, collegiality, I suppose. Mm. I guess like a lot of conferences, like my wife loves going, she's an English teacher, so she ends up going to the English Teachers Conference. She has a great weekend there because she's with people who are like-minded. And it's a bit like, it's very much like that here, you know. You put 200 quizzers in a building, and what are they going to do even to pass the time is have impromptu quizzes and test each other.
Yeah, it's never ending. And when I was coming here first, I thought it was going to be almost like a 3-day exam for me, when in fact, if people treat it like an exam, it's an exam that they celebrate here. And I've seen some people who seem to participate in every single event, and it just seems they seem to enjoy it the more it goes on, and they're bereft at the end.
Yeah, start planning for next year already.
Yeah, they're waiting for the countdown is on.
So tell us a bit about your documentary. Like how have you felt it's gone for you this weekend, and the quality of what you've recorded or the stuff you've got down on tape?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of my maiden voyage when it comes to making documentaries. This is number one. But it's gone really, really well. I got used to the equipment before I came over after some technophobe issues. And I gotten used to that. People have been extremely open in interviews, with both in making their time available and then in being very, very considered and really giving me very thoughtful answers to the questions that I've put to them.
Now, as you look ahead, sorry, I have about 40 seconds left now recording it. As you look ahead, based on what you've recorded, you know, are you hoping this is going to be a good, very entertaining, that people from outside will enjoy the documentary, might have their eyes opened?
Yeah, I think so. I hope the tone will be quite lighthearted, that it won't be about the most difficult questions that are being asked here. And that's what struck me, actually, about talking to people here, is that it's not, people are able to answer highbrow questions, but there's no sense of aloofness or condescension or anything like that.
Okay. Well, thanks, Brendan, and I do hope it is a great documentary, and I look forward to it being on air sometime in 2014, I believe, yes?
Hopefully.
All right. Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you very much, John.